AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Democratic convention set to open in Chicago. Sagar Magani has a look at what's ahead.
Just a few weeks ago, President Biden was expected to be the headliner. Now it's Kamala Harris's turn after he dropped out.
The party rallied around her with unprecedented speed. I've never seen anything like it.
The Brookings Institution's William Galston says Democrats have gone from despair to hope heading into the general election. But Todd Bell at George Washington University says first, Harris has a big job this week.
People still don't really know her too well.
And Galston agrees the acceptance speeches from both Harris and running mate Tim Walz are vital.
In her case, definitional, I think.
They'll have the traditional Wednesday and Thursday primetime slots. The president will speak tonight, a few days earlier than he'd originally planned. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former President Trump's got a busy week ahead. He spoke at a campaign rally in York, Pennsylvania today.
I will stop the special interest giveaways, cut waste, and restore common sense to our government. The Republican Party is the Republican Party of common sense. That's what it is.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Israel has accepted a proposal to bridge differences holding up a ceasefire and hostage release in Gaza. He's calling on Hamas to accept it too. Civilians carrying small children and lugging heavy suitcases are fleeing Ukraine's eastern city of Pokrovsk in the Donetsk region. The Russian army is closing in quickly on the city of 53,000 despite Ukraine's incursion into Russia's Kursk region. And former Congressman George Santos has pleaded guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft in a federal fraud case. Santos faces more than 6 years in prison under federal guidelines and also owes at least $370,000 in restitution. Sentencing set for February. This is AP News. British tech tycoon Mike Lynch is one of six people missing after their luxury superyacht sank during a freak storm off Sicily. Lynch sold software maker Autonomy to Hewlett-Packard in 2011 for $11 billion, but he was later accused of cooking the books to make the sale. He was acquitted of criminal fraud charges in June, but still faced damages in a civil case that HP mostly won. And Seth Soutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, pushing the market closer to the record high it set last month. The S&P 500 rose 1% Monday. That was the eighth straight gain for the index and its longest winning streak this year. The Dow rose 236 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.4%. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. That came ahead of a speech Friday from the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell. The Fed is widely expected to start cutting interest rates next month. Powell could provide the markets with guidance on how many cuts to expect and how quickly. Seth Soutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.